Just on yesterday's game, starting with the defense, just thought the defense played an excellent football game. A lot of guys stepped up, proud of the effort, missing five starters, and now they're ranked the number one defense in the NFL. The key is they got to keep it going, but I thought that they did an excellent job yesterday against what I think is an explosive offense. So, you know, that's good. It's a good job by them. As it relates to the quarterback position, I've let the team know this afternoon that Tom Savage will be the starting quarterback this week against Cincinnati. As I said yesterday, you know, we don't make decisions, based on anything other than what's best for the team. You know, we make decisions on what we think is the best way to help the team, what helps the team win. And I think that yesterday and this week, I feel like Tom Savage gives us the best chance to win. I'm going to give him a week to prepare as a starter, see what he can do for us on Saturday night against the Bengals. I want to talk about Brock a little bit. I have a ton of respect for Brock Osweiler. Guy prepares, works very hard. He's a true professional, always wants what's best for the team. Very good teammate yesterday in the second half there when he was out of the game. He did a nice job between series helping Tom with what he saw. It's a hard thing to do as a coach. It's what they pay me to do, is to make decisions like this in the best interest of the team, and that's what I'm trying to do. And I think that it'll help our team. But again, we've asked a lot of Brock. He's done everything we've asked of him, and it's just the nature of the business. And so with that, I'll open it up to questions.
Before the game, what was it that Tom had done in practice? You talked yesterday about the importance of practice and the things you had seen. What did you see from him in practice that carried over?
Well, I think he's a very consistent practice performer. I mean, he takes his reps on the scout team very, he takes them very seriously. He executes very well on the scout team. He gives us our defense a really good look. It's helped our defense prepare for their games this year to be where they're ranked. He's worked very hard to know our offense, and so you know he's a good practice player, and now he has to continue to be a good player on Sundays or Saturday night.
He's been in now 3 years. Does he know it the way you want him to know it?
He knows the offense. Yeah, no, he's very knowledgeable of the offense. I would say that about all three guys, though, John. I think all three guys know the offense. I mean, I don't think it's a matter of knowledge of the offense. I mean, I think it's just, you know, like I said, who gives us the best chance to play well and beat Cincinnati? I think it's Tom this week.
Is it just going to be a week-by-week thing, or are you just only prepared to tell us about
this? We're just here to talk about Cincinnati, and that's what we're doing for this week against the Bengals.
Hey, Bill. In reading Mr. McNair's comments after the game in support of the decision and hearing the crowd react sort of in support of the decision, I know it was tough, but going forward, did any of that, you know, influence the ability to kind of make it for this week as well?
Oh, no. Look, the way the crowd reacts and things like that, I love our fans. I think we have a passionate fan base. But, again, it's all about football. It's a football decision. It's a decision, you know, when you make decisions as the head coach, you're thinking about 63 guys, you know, 53 guys in a room and 10 guys on a practice squad. You can't make it about one individual player. It's not about one individual player. It's about the team, what's best for the team. And that's what you try to sort through. And you really can't get advice from any people on it. You've just got to go with what you think is the best thing to do and for the team. And that's what I try to do.
We always ask you what you expect from your quarterback. What would you like to see from Tom against the Bengals?
I want to see a continued performance from what he did against Jacksonville. You know, complete the pass, get us into the right play, don't turn it over, move the ball down the field. You know, the quarterback is judged basically in two ways in this league. Quarterback position is judged on wins and how many times you get your team into the end zone. Those are the two ways that the quarterback's judged. Does your team win? And how many times did your offense score touchdowns? So we just want Tom to go out there and do the best he can to help us win and to help our team get into the end zone.
Why was it important for you to make this decision today?
What's that?
Why was it important for you to go ahead and just make this decision today?
Oh, I just think, you know, it's important for Tom to have the week as a starter to experience the whole thing and make sure that he understands what the game plan is, some of the different things he's going to have to deal with during the week, whether it's media or whatever else he may have to deal with. And it's a short week, so he knows he's got to put a lot of extra prep time into this thing, and I know he will.
Bill, how did Brock handle it when you told him today what the situation was?
Like a professional. He's a professional football player. Certainly, you know, as a competitor, I'm sure he didn't say much. You know, didn't I'm sure he didn't agree with the decision, but he's a pro. That's what he is. He's a pro football player, and he understands that he's got to continue to compete, and he needs to be ready to play. He needs to be ready to play, you know, because just like Tom, now he's in a similar situation that Tom was in. He's one play away. Got to be ready to go. Yes.
How much does it help, Tom, that he's been here for several years with you, been in your system, and understands and knows it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's something probably a better question for Tom, but I think, you know, obviously he knows he's been around us for a while. He knows the system. He prepares every week like he's the starter. He really does. He goes through the call sheet with us. He hasn't up to this point had a lot of reps in practice. He's dealt with some injuries in the years that he's been here, and it's given him some time to really learn our offense. So now it's a matter of learning the game plan and how our offense applies to the game plan and what he can do to help us beat Cincinnati.
At some of the things that Tom did well just in terms of getting the football out. What did you like about just sort of the decisiveness you see from him?
Yeah, I mean, I think he, first of all, I thought he threw the ball very accurately. I thought he made the right reads. It wasn't perfect. I mean, there were some things that he needs to improve on, but I thought he made some good throws, made some big throws, a couple on third down, a couple down the field. Some were caught, some weren't caught, but I thought they were in the right spot. I think he needs to improve as far as, and I told him this morning, I thought we played too slow. I think he needs to improve the pace of how we play. And part of that's us. Part of that's us getting a call in and then him getting in and out of the huddle quickly. So there's a lot for him to improve on, but I thought he threw the ball well yesterday.
Look at Bernard McKinney and his season, what he's put together.
Yeah.
5 sacks and over 120 tackles. Just your thoughts on kind of what he's done for you?
Yeah, but Bernardick's had a good year, Aaron. I mean, he got a game. He was one of the guys on defense that got a game ball yesterday. Clowney got a game ball. Reeder got a game ball. Quentin Demps got a game ball. And McKinney did. You know, he just did a nice job yesterday of dissecting plays, getting us into the right alignments. You know, he's you know, I think he would probably be the first to tell you, give a lot of credit to Brian Cushing. You know, Brian Cushing has really mentored him and really taught him a lot about the pro game, in addition to, obviously, Mike Vrabel. And, you know, I think Rack did a good job yesterday. You know, Rack was on the money with his calls. We have a very difficult defense to go against. And, like I said, a lot of guys stepped up. It's really a good job by our defense yesterday.
You said you didn't have a whole lot of control yesterday when you were talking about things outside of just deciding who plays in the games and who doesn't play in the games. What did you mean when you said that?
I'm not sure what I said. Can you read that? I don't know what I said.
We were talking about putting in Tom instead of Brock, and you said I don't have a whole lot of control over anything outside of just putting.
Yeah, I don't remember that one. I mean, you'd have to read that one back to me. That's like your one a couple weeks ago about Griffin over the middle. I think it was Fedorowicz. So I think you're pulling one out again. But I'm in charge of who plays, so that's what I control. I'm in charge of who plays on Sundays, or in this case, Saturday night.
Bill, in talking to the guys in the locker room, you know, they're pretty matter-of-fact about the whole thing as you guys continue your push for the playoffs here. What about the approach and the consistency that you impress upon them throughout the season? Has them equipped to deal with the quarterback change and sort of all the stuff that goes around with it?
I mean, you know, to be honest with you, a lot of those guys have been here for the last 3 years. We've had a lot of quarterbacks play for us. And the guys in that locker room, we have really good veteran leadership in there. We've got guys that played the game a long time. You know, you got Shane Leckler in there. You got Vince in there. Brian Cushing. Dwayne Brown. Dwayne Brown's one of our best leaders. And they just want to win. You know, they just want to win. They're they love their teammates. They want what's best for their teammates. But at the end of the day, we all do, no matter who it is. We just try to do the best job we can to help the team win.
What does it say, considering all the guys have been out on defense? It's your number one in defense, including second against the pass.
Yeah, you know, like I always say with that, John, I think most of the credit goes to the players. You know, a lot of guys have stepped up. I thought Robert Nelson played well yesterday. You know, Brennan Scarlett went in there, and he was disruptive, you know. So I think a lot of the credit has to go to the players, but I also know, like I've told you, that we have a very strong coaching staff as a whole. And then, you know, obviously defensively, they do a great job every week of coming up with a good game plan that suits the skill set of the players that are going to be in the game plan for them. So it was a good job by both groups of guys.
Your thoughts on Doug Morrow? Yeah, obviously you go back with him being named the interim coach, and also he'll be a candidate for the job.
Yeah, no, look, first of all, I think that Gus Bradley's a great guy, heck of a coach, and, you know, it's that time of the year, you know. I think I heard a coach had a great quote the other day, an NFL coach, I forget who it was. Somebody said, you feel like your job's in jeopardy. And he said, when you take the job, you know your job's in jeopardy. So I think that's the nature of the deal in the NFL. We all know we have to win. You know, obviously feel bad for Gus, but at the same time, Doug Marone's a hell of a football coach. And, you know, I hope they give him a full opportunity at the full-time job, you know, because I think he's a very good football coach, knows a lot about football on both sides of the ball and in special teams, and I'm sure he'll have them ready to play this weekend.
Was it the nature of being down early, like 13-0, that you couldn't get the running game into a rhythm, or why it wasn't as successful?
Say that again, Sarah.
Why do you think the running game didn't have as much success as you guys had?
Well, I think you have to give Jacksonville credit there. They had eight guys down in there. You know, I thought Smith played a good game for them. Ciprin, Puzlesny, their defensive line. I mean, we just couldn't get a lot going in a running game. And I'd give credit to Jacksonville on that. They had a good scheme. They were committed to stopping the run, and we were going to have to throw the football to win. And you know, that's kind of ended up a little bit in some ways what happened.
Coach, when Tom went into the game yesterday, it seemed to provide a little bit of spark to the team. What do you exactly attribute that to, and what characteristics does Tom have as a leader that kind of where he brings that spark to that offense a little
bit? Yeah, no, I mean, you know, look, he's the same guy every day. You know, he's a very consistent person. You know, he's been the same guy as far as his personality and how he approaches his day-to-day workload since he arrived here. You know, he's a hardworking guy. He's done a lot to work in the weight room to change his body. He's worked to get in better shape over the years. I mean, you know, he's always trying to do something to prepare. And I think, you know, as far as leadership in the huddle, he communicates the play well. He can throw the football. And that, more than anything, can spark a team, is when you complete some passes.